For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. After a night of what seemed like neck-and-neck results, Missourians have voted yes on Amendment 2. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has the story.
The final results were about 53% yes to 47% no, making Missouri the 38th state to pass Medicaid expansion. Dina Vanderzalm is a healthcare organizer for the Missouri Rural Crisis Center, and she says the results are a huge relief.
It's a huge win for all Missouri, and it's going to be a huge impact on not only the folks who are gaining insurance, but the economic benefits that we're about to see across the state as well.
The Rural Crisis Center estimates that as many as 230,000 Missourians could gain access to health insurance, and as many as 16,000 jobs could be added in the coming years, many of those in rural communities. Eric Arvidson is a rural healthcare advocate, originally from the Boot Heel, and he says this victory is personal, as he lost both his parents who fell into the Medicaid gap last year. He says despite Amendment 2 passing, advocates' work is far from done.
We're going to have to really focus on making sure people know what expanding Medicaid means and what that would look like. It's not a switch that gets flipped, but it is definitely going to open up some avenues for folks that can have access to care that they didn't traditionally have.
The new coverage is expected to take effect in July 2021. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.
Governor Mike Parson will be the Republican gubernatorial candidate in the November general election. State Auditor Nicole Galloway won the Democratic nomination for Missouri governor. Galloway is trying to unseat Parson, who served as lieutenant governor until taking over in 2018 when former Republican Governor Eric Greitens resigned in scandal. Galloway has been critical of how he has handled the coronavirus pandemic, saying he's not doing enough to ensure the health and safety of the public. Parson told his supporters that the state was on the right track under his administration before COVID-19 arrived, and he hopes to repair the economy. In yesterday's primary elections, Mike Kehoe defeated three other Republicans with little name recognition to be the GOP candidate for lieutenant governor in November. He will face Democrat Alicia Kennedy, a former Kansas City councilwoman and Jackson County assistant prosecutor. Republican Representative Vicki Hartzler held off a primary challenge yesterday and will seek a sixth term in Congress in Missouri's 4th District in November. Elsewhere in the state, Republican Representative Blaine Lukemeyer will seek a seventh term in November, representing Missouri's 3rd District. Cori Bush, a one-time homeless woman who led protests following a white police officer's fatal shooting of a black 18-year-old in Ferguson, has ousted longtime Representative William Lacey Clay in Missouri's 1st District Democratic primary. This ends a political dynasty that has spanned more than a half century. Bush's victory came in a rematch of 2018 when she failed to capitalize on a national Democratic wave that favored political newcomers, such as Bush's friend, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But this time around, Bush's supporters say protests over the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis and outrage over racial injustice finally pushed her to victory. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.